Hello everyone, I am Anupriya Chaudhary and you're listening to Mommy Tincture, and this is day 19 of 365 days of gentle parenting. So my routine has shifted a little. I am doing my recordings early in the mornings rather than late nights. That's because late nights in my house over here in Kolkata are crazy. Late nights go on up to 1 o'clock. And there's no time and energy to do the recordings. But yes, recounting my day 19 is that I spent a good time with the kids while they were studying, and after that I went out to meet a couple of friends, and especially the gay couple I told you about I met on the flight, and we had some very interesting and I would say mind-liberating conversations around what role parents can play in helping their kids come to terms with their gender orientation or sexual orientation, whatever you would like to call it. So that's something that I am still to ruminate over and think my thoughts out in structure before I can talk about it. But the other topic that we had touched upon during the flight also, and we discussed at length yesterday too, is religion. And so I have certain thoughts of religion and teaching our kids about religion. So I think I would like to share those with you, because I feel that my generation of parents dangle somewhere between being moderately religious to secular. As the culture boundaries diminish, I as a parent find it difficult to explain to my 7-year-old as to why there is any divide in the society based on religion. Secular parenting in the prevalent times has become a topic of debate, and with a humanist and spiritualist cult on the rise, I find myself at a loss when it comes to talking religion to my kids. Also, I have been somebody who's known to be outspoken and openly question what I was taught about religion as a kid. The folklore, after all, is just that, folklore. As the times have changed, the relevance of these stories has changed. Also, I feel that over decades or even centuries, these stories might have been distorted to an extent that they may actually not be anything like their original form. And okay, I do believe in God, but okay, it's not exactly a God that I believe in, but I feel that there is some superpower that runs the world, and there has to be some blueprint according to which this entire pattern in the madness works. But if religion has a role to play in all this, I'm not very sure about that. At least the rational side of me is not convinced. So, and it's not that I don't follow the rituals that my religion subscribes to. I follow most of the rituals, and that's primarily because my mother and my mother-in-law asked me to do that, and sometimes it's easier to just follow what they're asking to do rather than get into an argument with them and upset them. So I do that, but I completely lack any elemental understanding of what significance religion holds in my life, and therefore I find it difficult to talk about faith with respect to a particular religion with my kids. That's my limitation, I could say. Then what do I do? Because kids need to have an open-minded perspective, and I don't want them to grow up with a prejudice in favor of or against any religion. So what do you do as a parent? So I have started practicing certain things. So one of the things is that I we live in cities, and especially Kolkata, which holds many cultures in its womb. And yes, there is opportunity for kids to get exposure to different religions and beyond ours. So I just give them a lot of exposure on that front. And it's a good thing that most educational institutes today are secular in nature, and they arrange for students to participate in celebrations for all festivals from all religions around the year. So these celebrations in school can lead to lead to a torrent of queries about what is ours, what is theirs, what is this, what is that, etc. But at least they have questions, and when they have questions, it's up to me how I answer them and how I tell them that we ought to show respect to all faiths and appreciate everyone, whoever follows any kind of faith. So that's one thing that's going good in my favor. And then you got to discuss the idea of God with kids. So in our culture, I have observed that it's very easy to put in the fear of God in a kid's mind. You want to raise virtuous kids and you tell them, don't do that, otherwise God will be unhappy. Don't do that, else God will punish you. But I am not sure how I took it, but I don't want my kids to put God in a place wherein they fail to embrace the concept of God and instead start fearing God. So that's one thing that I don't put the fear of God in my kids' mind, and I tell them what God exactly is. So in my faith especially, we have too many gods to worship. I just then reduce the gods to the status of superheroes who propagate virtuousness. And the only caveat here is that science is easy to explain. And how do you relate God to science? So, I don't know. I just keep telling my kids that maybe in the past, the knowledge was immense, the science was more advanced. We have lost that knowledge over the centuries, and these gods were nothing but superhumans who had superpowers. And yes, they are a part of the stories that we tell our kids. That's there. But the next thing is that one thing that I'm doing is that I am not shielding my kids' religious experiences. So I am not an ardent believer of religion, as I told you. Any religion, not just my religion, any religion. But I have fond memories of celebrating all kinds of festivals with my family, schoolmates, friends, especially Diwali and Holi are a riot. They used to be a riot. At my home where we used to stay because of the community celebrations. So yes, festivals definitely are a time to bond with people around us, and they are fun for the goodies attached, because Diwali still means that you have some fun time decorating the house. Now there's a deluge of sweets along with new clothes, like Christmas is about Santa and the sinfully yummy plum cake. So yes, I want my kids to create those memories via those little rituals, and I do not want to bar my kids from experiencing these joys, little joys of life, of cultural happiness. So I'm okay with the fun they have in the name of religious festivals, but and that's also true that, you know, these festivals are a mode of family and community bonding, and through festivals, you know, you find the rock solid foundation of bonding over religious occasions. Now, I'm not very sure how happy about I am about it, but I still won't mind it. So that's one thing. The other thing is that I have to teach my kids, and I am teaching my kids about the most important God that I want them to believe in, and that is karma. So I have taught my kids something about the God of karma, and I have told them that he or she, whoever, I don't know the gender, but this God is the most important God of all, and that is the reason nobody can see it. We don't see an idol, we don't have a picture, and there is no idea. Nobody has an idea how he or she looks, what is the gender, and how powerful this God is, because this God is always busy figuring out who did something wrong and if this person needs to be punished for that. Now, punishment again is a very strong word, and I might be instilling the fear of God, but God of karma is one thing that I think virtuousness comes from your actions. And if that means that I have to put the fear of karma in their minds, I don't mind, because they have to know that they can't be so it's like they have to follow the rules of karma. They can't be garnering bad karma, and they have to follow the rules of good karma. Do good actions, be kind to people, not indulge in malpractices, do not find interest in things which take other people down, and stuff like that. So yes, we shall talk about karma some other day in detail, but for now, my kids know that there is a God of karma, and if they hit their sibling, they will be hurt in a day or two, and God has been kind to me. This rule has been validated several times, and Nikunj, at least my eldest son, he understands God of karma now. So yes, that's a parental success. And yes, one of these days I must talk to you all about what are the virtues that I believe, or rather what I follow from various books that I have read. Put them in the category of most important virtues of my life, and they comprise of my definition of good karma and what defines bad karma. So that's about it for today. This was Anupriya Chaudhary. You're listening to Mommy Tincture. This was day 19 of 365 days of gentle parenting.